This is a podcast of 98FM's Dublin Talks. Remember, catch the show live Monday to Friday at 10 a.m.
98FM's Dublin Talks with Adrian Kennedy. 98FM.
Here's a topic that we have never discussed on the show, and it's probably never even crossed your mind. Yet it's something that we've all had to face at one stage or another. Would you have a problem going to a place on holidays with your other half when they had already been to that same place with their ex? Consider this situation. Your boyfriend suggests going to Paris for a romantic weekend, but you know that he was there with his ex a few years previously. Would that bother you? Or is that a completely, utterly and totally selfish attitude? I'd love to hear from you on this. Now, Jamie posted this on our Facebook page yesterday about a holiday current boyfriend is planning. The two places he wants to go, she has already been there with her ex, and this is bothering Jamie. My dilemma is this, writes Jamie. My boyfriend and I are looking at holidays at the moment. It's our first holiday together, and I'm excited. He wants to go to Madrid and Barcelona. These are also places I want to visit. But I found out that he was in both these places with his ex. He admitted that traveling with his ex and wanted to go back because he loved these particular places. I've got a bit of an issue with this. Will he be thinking of memories with her when he's with me? I don't feel comfortable with it. Please help me to be a grown-up. I know I'm being childish and a bit of a psycho, says Jamie. And she kind of is.
My friend, well, if you think that's bad, my friends are getting married next year and they've booked their honeymoon, yeah?
Yep.
They've booked their honeymoon.
Seriously, move that over.
What? It's not my fault, sir. Yep. They've booked their honeymoon to Mauritius.
Yep.
In the Indian Ocean. And she knows this, but he went there on a holiday with his ex a couple of years previously. So they're actually going to the same resort.
And the same hotel and everything.
Not the same hotel, the same resort they're going to that he was there with his ex-girlfriend.
See, the argument here is we all have a past, okay? If I were to split up with my missus tomorrow...
Jeez, you haven't even married her yet.
No,
relax,
I know that,
sir,
but
really?
If I were to split up with her tomorrow and...
You've been to a lot of places.
That's my point.
Haven't you?
That's exactly my point.
So your new girlfriend, if you moved on,
yeah,
wouldn't be able to go anywhere with
you. Wouldn't be able to go anywhere because I've been to loads of places.
Well, let's put it to you, the listener, and by text, okay? I want you to text us now. The text number is 087-798-9898, okay? And here's the scenario we're going to set up for you, okay? And I want you to think about this. Okay, so your current partner, either your boyfriend or your girlfriend or husband or wife, okay, suggests next month that you go to Barcelona. Just like that email. To Barcelona for a week, okay? And you know that they went there for a week with their ex a couple of years ago. Would it bother you? Yes or no? Text yes or no to 087-798-9898. 087-798-9898. Would it bother you? Okay, so your current partner says, you know what, let's go for a week to Barcelona. I love Barcelona. I always want to go there. And you say, yeah, I wouldn't mind Barcelona. But were you not there with your ex a couple of years ago? Oh, yeah, I was. We had a great week there. We had a great week. Would it bother you? I mean, there's a text message straight away. No way would I go. Can we get this person on the air? I have a list of places that I won't go to.
These are obviously places that he has been to with his ex.
Sorry, Casey. Casey, can you ring that? Can you ring that texter, please? Text us now. 087-798-9898. 087-798-9898. Would you go to a location that your current partner had already been to with your ex? Now, as Adrian was saying, if you're to take that into account, there's loads of places you couldn't go to.
But certainly in my situation, I've travelled over the last 15 years, travelled to a lot of places.
And have you been to places with her that you were with your previous wife?
No.
And how not? Or why not? How did that not happen?
How not, why not?
How did those paths not cross?
Just haven't. Just haven't.
Well, name one place that you were with your previous partner.
Disneyland.
In
Florida.
Florida.
I've never been there with my current missus.
And that's not likely to happen because you don't have kids.
No.
I'm probably two adults.
So there you go.
So that's not an issue.
No.
Anywhere else? Like Paris or...
No, not really. That's one I can think of off the top of my head.
Now, if you suggested to your wife for the honeymoon, let's go to Disneyland, Florida, would she...
I think I'll probably get an... I think.
Because you were there with your previous wife?
Yeah, on my honeymoon. On my honeymoon, as it happens. Weird.
No wonder that marriage didn't last. A honeymoon in Disneyland.
Well, we took Disneyland in.
That must have been a Mickey Mouse honeymoon, wasn't it?
This is the lady who sent the text in. Mel, you're on 98FM. How are you, Mel?
Hi, how's it going?
Good, thank you.
What did you want to say?
Yeah, like, Katie just rang me back there about my text. And I really think, like, I can totally see her point. I have a list of places. I've asked him where he has been, and obviously I've been on his Facebook page and I've seen places that he's kind of tagged himself in and that. And I wouldn't go, like, I mean, do you want me to get my hair cut like her too and to wear her clothes? You know, like...
Okay, well, give me an example of a place that you will not go with him.
I won't go to Paris.
You won't go
to
Paris?
They had selfies. I made him take them down off Facebook because I think I was on to you before about it. I actually mentioned these selfies at the time. They had photos taken in the Eiffel Tower, and I will not go up there because why would you? That's like
so he has lovely romantic memories.
Don't rub it in. Who says they were romantic?
Yeah, like seriously, why would you rub it in? I don't want to think about that
Okay, hang on.
So are you never?
Hang on for 1 second. At the time that he was there with his ex, it probably was romantic on the Eiffel Tower because
I don't want to hear that or think about that.
So you're never
going to... He's gone. I'm now. I'm the current.
Okay, so if you stay with him for the rest of your life, your current partner...
We're engaged, so I mean...
Okay, you're never going to let him take you up the Champs-Élysées or take you up the Eiffel Tower? In other words, you're going to deny ever visiting Paris just because he was there with an ex.
Oh, I was there years ago, like when I was younger, so yeah, but he was also gone.
But you will never be going there with him?
They went to Zurich together, and it's a lovely city. It's a place I'd love to see. I've heard it's really, really nice, but I won't go there now because, and it's his fault, because obviously I'm going to be uncomfortable about it.
Okay, so he's been to Zurich, he's been to Paris with his ex.
They were in Rome, and Rome I would love to go to
that's half of Europe you're ruling out now.
Yeah, you know, I can't even go. So, like, because of him, now I can't go because I feel really uncomfortable.
So, okay, supposing next week you went to Paris with this guy, or Zurich, what countries?
Well, you know, I'm going to tell you a story, and I don't even care what you say, and I know you're going to get all smart and up on your high horse. He booked Paris as a surprise, and I made him cancel it.
Because he was there with an ex?
Because we changed, and we went to Amsterdam instead.
Yeah, you see, I can sort of see where she's coming from.
I was in work. I work in the gym, and I was on my lunch, and I got this email. It was a confirmation email, and I thought, what's this, you know? And I opened it, and it was 3 nights in Paris, and it was his name on it, blah, blah, blah. Thank you for booking. Your confirmation number is. And I rang him, and I said, are you for real? Like, have you really done this? And I think the reason that he booked it on the sly was because he probably knew that I was going to tell him to feck right off.
So he ordered it as a surprise.
So I said, get back onto Aer Lingus now and get onto the hotel and cancel.
Refused to go to Paris because he'd been there with his ex.
Absolutely.
Here's another dilemma, okay? Would you sleep in the same bed that your current partner had been in the bed with their ex?
Ooh.
Okay? So say for instance...
No, I think a no is...
Say for instance, next week you meet a lass, yeah?
Yeah.
And you move into her apartment, you start squatting in her apartment and you won't leave.
Yeah.
And you realise that the bed in her apartment is the bed that she once shared with her ex-boyfriend. You can't ask her make you...
Get a new bed?
Yeah, how much are beds?
I think most people would have an issue with that, wouldn't they?
But it's just a bed.
I know, but still.
But it's the same thing as a holiday, isn't it? It's all about memories, isn't it?
Yeah, there's slightly different memories in a bed.
Jeez, well, I don't know what you get up to on holidays. You must have very boring
holidays. I don't know what you don't get up to in your bed. Let's take some calls on this. Can you understand why somebody would have an issue with it? Aoife, you're on 98FM. Hi, Aoife.
Hiya.
Now, Aoife, what did you want to say?
I just think it's stupid. Like, why would you let something like that stop you from going travelling or visiting a different country?
Imagine this situation, and this is the best way to paint the picture. You go on a holiday, a romantic holiday with your boyfriend, okay? And you go up to the top of the Eiffel Tower and you take beautiful selfies with the Paris skyline in the background.
And he was already there with someone else,
it's all lovely. Yeah. But you know he did the exact same thing 2 years beforehand.
I can see where you come from, but then they're like, he's with you now. You know, like, if the next is an ex.
I know, but is he thinking of the ex?
Do you know what I mean? Well, as you're taking those selfies at the top of the Eiffel Tower, is he there thinking, oh, the last time I was here was when I was with herself 2 years ago?
I just wouldn't let it bother me, like, especially if it was like visiting country I've always wanted to visit, and then.
So do you think Mel's a bit petty?
Yeah. Especially like she's like, oh, does he want me to cut my hair and look like her? Like, that's just silly. He's a whore now, you know?
Okay, Mel, and a lot of people have texted in to say that you're extremely insecure. You've been on this show before showing similar insecurities. And basically, he's with you now, so get over it.
Okay, first of all, I'm not insecure at all. I know that I'm attractive. I get male attention. He knows it. And a lot of people say he's already punching above his weight, so I'm not insecure. In my relationship, I'm very happy. I know that in a relationship, he's the smarter one, I'm the better looking one, and that's just the way it is. So I'm not worried or insecure about anything, so I'm going to put that to bed right now. In terms of the holiday thing, I just feel that I'm your girlfriend now. There's no need to go near your past. I've made him get rid of all his memorabilia of her, whatever you want to call it. I've made him get rid of photographs, little.
You see, that's a little. I mean, the fact of the matter is that we all have a past. He has a past. You have a past.
I know, but she doesn't want what you're saying, Mel.
Sorry, I'm just going to ask Adrian something there. If you could just turn off your mic for 1 second. Adrian.
Yes, Mel.
You're getting remarried. Getting remarried later, what, next year? Is it?
At Christmas, yeah.
At Christmas, okay. So if you went home to your partner, I assume it's a woman, is it?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, it may not be.
No, but it is, yeah.
Well, that's why I'm asking. You never know. So if you go home to your partner at the end of the day or before the wedding and say to her, oh, I'd like to get married in the church I had my first wedding in.
Oh, yeah, you see, Adrian.
Yeah, like how would that go down?
It wouldn't.
I would assume it would go down like a lead balloon.
Yeah, it wouldn't. No, it absolutely wouldn't.
Would you go home and take out like maybe some stuff you have from your marriage certificates or old pictures?
You know what? You know what his current partner would do, Mel? She'd cut him off at the ankles.
Absolutely. I wouldn't blame her.
In Adrian's case, the cankles. She'd literally cut you at the cankles.
Yeah, I'd say you have some pretty big cankles. Anyway, I just don't. I don't think you'd go home, and I think it's the same thing.
You know, producing like wedding photographs and
why would you do that?
Wedding certificates and all that.
Yeah, but it's the same thing.
You just wouldn't. No. It's not the same thing, and I'll tell you why it's not the same thing. Because she's not there.
Well, I don't want to redo something with my partner. He's mine. He's mine, not hers. He's mine. I don't want to do something.
You just said it. He's with you, so why not have more confidence in that?
I have loads of confidence. I don't lack confidence. What I'm saying is, if you just actually listen to me when I'm speaking, that'd be really nice. What I'm saying is that if I went to the Eiffel Tower with him, like, I don't want to be standing there and he's thinking, oh, I was here with. I'm not going to say her name because I hate her.
Why do you hate her,
Mel? Hang on for 1 second,
cow,
Mel.
And she's fast.
The fact of the matter is, he could have memories of walking down Grafton Street with her.
Yeah, but Grafton Street isn't exactly the travelling for romantic setting.
Or lying in Stephen's Green on a sunny day.
I don't care. I know exactly where their picture was taken, and I do not want to stand there with
Mel. Let me bring in some more.
Sorry, Mel. By the way, do you live with your partner?
I do. We have a little girl.
And in the apartment or the house where you live with your partner, the bed he used, I made him
get rid of his mattress.
Just the mattress?
Yeah. I didn't want to be doing that. Like, no, we were not living in the place where he lived with her anymore. We moved out short about like 6 months after that. But I did live with him for a period, a very short period. But yeah, I wasn't gonna get down and dirty on that mattress. I made him get rid of
the mattress.
Yeah.
That's how your man Mick is making that's how Mick is making so much money. Mattress Mick.
Get rid of your mattress and get to mattress Mick.
Psycho women like this.
Robbie, you're on 98 FM. How are you, Robbie?
Not bad. Wow.
Yeah.
If I couldn't go to places where I was with my exes over the years, Jesus Christ, I don't think I could go anywhere.
You wouldn't be able to go on holidays, would you not?
You know, look, I mean, it's an ex for a reason. You get over it, and there's a lot of demanding going on there. I wonder what she's actually doing for him. But look, I mean...
Robbie, let's use another example, okay? I have a particular place that myself and my wife-to-be love to go on holidays. Now, we haven't been for a few years, but it's the best way I can describe
it
is it's our special place. Yeah. Okay, it's a part of Europe that we love to visit, and we had never been with anyone before.
Basel.
No, we had never been with anyone before, and we love the place. So it's our special.
Mullingar.
It's our special place. Okay.
Okay.
Now, yeah. If I were to split up with her, wouldn't it be so wrong for me to bring somebody new to my special
place?
Well,
name the special place so we can tell you.
Valletta in Malta. Valletta in Malta.
Malta.
Yeah.
I don't think so, because look, it's a past. It's not that special.
And by the way, couples that say I have a special place. It's
oh,
pathetic.
We do, yeah.
It's pathetic.
Our house is even called Valletta. We like the place that much.
It's pathetic.
But
why are you spending so much time in Malta?
Yeah, exactly. Well, he hasn't been there in years.
I have reasons to be there.
Okay,
yeah. But my point is, wouldn't it be wrong of me to bring somebody new to a place that was so special to me and herself?
So would you not even bring me to Valletta?
No, not at all.
I wouldn't bring you either. No.
I wouldn't bring you anywhere. But can you not understand why some people would have an issue that, you know, the last time he was here, he was standing with her with his arms around her?
Okay, maybe that one-off special place, but Jesus. I mean, not everywhere he's been. Like, come on. You know, like, there's some beautiful places, and that's kind of stubbornness that, like, oh no, he's after being in Euro Disney with his ex like 6 years ago. I would love to go to Euro Disney.
Well, sorry, you heard
saying that I'm not going there just because he's been there with his ex. I mean,
well, hang on, Rob, you heard from Adrian himself, who said that he went on his first honeymoon to, was it Euro Disney or the Euro Disney?
No, Florida.
He went to Disneyland in Florida, and if he asked his current wife to go to Disney in Florida, she'd kick him off at the cankles.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's going somewhere on your honeymoon.
Well,
and it is
slightly different.
Sorry, lads, a honeymoon is just a holiday.
Yeah, but it's a special holiday.
That's what's different between a honeymoon and a holiday?
It's your wedding holiday.
Yeah, it's the same thing.
Dave, you're on 98FM. How are you, Dave?
Hey, lad.
Hey, Dave, what did you want to say on this?
Oh, I just find it hilarious listening to you on there. She's
Mel, are you still there?
Yeah, I am. And actually, Adrian, on a separate note, you actually spoke to my fiancé on your show not long ago.
Right.
About me. He was talking about me.
And your point is?
It was to do with engagement rings. I don't know if you remember.
No, not offhand.
Well, at the time you had a caller on, and he said that he got his fiance a more a nicer engagement ring because I wasn't happy with it. You spoke to him at the time.
Oh, I do kind of remember that, yeah.
Yeah, and that was him. That's my fiance. You were chatting to him. And
did he sound
how understanding he is.
Did he sound downtrodden, Adrian?
No, he's a really happy guy.
Anyway,
Dave,
do you not get this? Do you not understand why somebody would have an issue with going to a place that you know your other half and their ex had a nice holiday in?
No, I just find it a bit ridiculous, really. Like, I mean,
honeymoon. You're so full of crap.
I just think that you're insecure and you're just striving for attention. Like,
right, you told me, you'd know I'm not insecure.
Right, well, here's a question for you, right? What happens if your fella, you know, used to go to Dun Drum Cinema with his ex? Does that mean that you're not going to go to Dun Drum Cinema with him?
Well, if it was like a regular date night thing, then no, I wouldn't want to.
That's so ridiculous.
I mean, it is. You see, Mel, like I said, you know, where do you draw the line? I'm sure he walked down Grafton Street with her. I'm sure he was...
Okay, Adrian, has your new partner, has she been married before?
Not, she's not my new partner. I'm with her years.
Well, you're your wife-to-be. Has she been married before?
No, she hasn't, no.
Okay, so I was going to say to you there, what if she came to you and said to you, oh, I want to get married in the same place I got married before?
Here's the thing, I don't think it bothers... This crap doesn't bother men as much as it bothers women.
I think it definitely does. Right, yeah.
Not at
all. All right, Dave, thanks very much indeed. Thank you, Mel. Thank you, Aoife. Thank you, all of you, for your calls. This is 98FM's Dublin Talks.
Yeah, we're off to a special place now. Special. Where? Valletta.
Valletta.
Valletta in Malta. Yeah, yeah. What's special about it?
It's just a wonderful place.
98FM's Dublin Talks.
With Adrian Kennedy.
We're live every morning from 10, only on 98FM.